USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two students are dead and three injured following a school shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Captain Kent Wegener with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Upon arrival within 2 minutes, Santa Clarita deputies recognized that it was an active shooter situation and conducted a rapid deployment onto the school premises. When they reached the quad area, they discovered six persons who were suffering from gunshot wounds. These were all students of the high school. All the students were triaged and transported to a local hospital. The suspect was later identified as one of the victims who was found in the quad. He is identified as a 16-year-old male.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is conceding in his race for re-election after requesting a re-canvass. Bevin says there will be a natural exchange of leadership and he will not second-guess the re-canvass results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is holding his first press conference since the public impeachment hearings of President Trump began.
Is there one impeachable item in there? They could not answer one. Remember what we're discussing here. We're talking about removing a duly elected president. You take that so lightly, we have the transcripts.
Those comments come from the Republican of California. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi snaps at a reporter during her press conference on Thursday.
I wonder if you could explain to the American people why the legal rights of the whistleblower should prevail in this political setting over those of President Trump, who should ordinarily enjoy a right to confront his accuser.
I'd say to you, Mr. Republican Talking Points, what I said to the President of the United States. When you talk about the whistleblower, you're coming into my wheelhouse.
Pelosi's comments were directed at James Rosen of Sinclair Broadcasting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a massive overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system in her single-payer Medicare for All plan. The plan costs $52 trillion over 10 years and ultimately pits socialism against capitalism. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban joins Fox Business and was asked which one is going to win out in 2020, capitalism or socialism.
Well, I mean, capitalism is going to win. There's no question about that. But look, I'm never against open discourse. That's what makes this country great. You know, people being able to convey their opinions. Now, I'm not going to agree with all of them. Socialism just doesn't work. Medicare for all, I believe health care is a right, but you're not going to all of a sudden create an environment. Well, let's just talk about her plan, right?
Yeah, you had a Twitter battle.
Yeah, not even with her, right? I think she just let me go, but... You know, if you look at her plan, there's just things that just have no chance of passing. As you evolve into her plan, you're going to see companies cut payroll benefits because they know if they push their costs down leading into the plan for the calculations, it's going to cost them less per employee, and that's going to create additional problems.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1970 when a plane crash carrying most of the Marshall University football team crashes in West Virginia, killing everyone on board. The team was returning home from their football game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.